Damn. You're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
When you don't believe a word I say, twisting my stomach into knots that my tongue was tied off. My brain's repeating, if you've got an impulse, let it out. But they never make it past my just around the bend. Into knots.
We'll be right back. 91.5 WMFO.
On the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
I'm
I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Buy you furniture for your house.
Maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a K-car.
A nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love. If I had $1 million,
I'd build a tree fort in our yard.
If I had $1 million,
you could help, it wouldn't be that hard.
If I had $1 million,
maybe we could put a little tiny fridge in there somewhere.
You know, we could just go up there and hang out.
Like open the fridge and stuff, and there are already foods laid out for us with little pre-wrapped sausages and things. They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Well, can you blame them?
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat,
but not a real fur coat, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep, like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
Would eat Kraft dinner.
Of course we would. We just eat more.
And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right. All the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
But not a real green dress. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you some art.
A Picasso or a Garfunkel.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
I'd be rich.
Yeah. The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. Other groundbreaking ideas from that time, the whalebone corset, the pedal-operated submarine, and the two-story outhouse. We've come a long way since then. It's time our light bulbs did the same. Visit EnergySavers.gov and learn about energy-saving light bulbs. See, these new bulbs are more efficient than the old ones, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. They last longer, too. Like how we humans last longer now that doctors use antibiotics instead of leeches. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age of aeroplanes and moving pictures, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Speaking. roll music and why I preach against it. I believe that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency.
DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. 120 minutes of rockabilly, hillbilly, old country, 50s R&B, and vintage rock and roll.
I know what it does to you.
Friday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. alternating with Steve Harnish and the Bingo Show. Only here on WMFO in Medford.
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
Want some now? Just search the web for DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour to find the website, Blogspot, Facebook and MySpace pages, and Apple iTunes podcasts. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like real.
She's a deep forest green, I'm a midnight blue. There's no moon in the sky and that reminds me of you. I'm an open book that nobody can read. When we first met, you stole the breath right out of me. Now I'm wandering around with an anvil on my chest, replaying the mistakes and wishing I just left. All broken up and scattered. If we never met, I wouldn't feel so shattered. I wouldn't know your favorite color and you wouldn't know mine. And maybe there'd be a few less tears in our eyes. We're both wandering around trying to stay safe. We're both building new homes with a lot more empty space.
Seven quarters on the dresser, pennies in the sock drawer, a framed picture of paradise taken the summer before. I learned to love cold showers, Frost learns to kiss, not bite, especially in the winter. I was alone every night. Tomorrow, tomorrow. Yesterday and the time before. Opportunity comes knocking on my neighbor's door. So loud. a trip in September, 'cause I was ready for a fall, to leave the trees and me to ponder the meaning of it all, with red, brown, yellow and green, and all the space in between. You know, this earth is so deep and wide, why can't I feel that inside? Yesterday and the time before. Opportunity comes knock, 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 knocking on my neighbor's door. So loud I can't sleep anymore. Seasons come, seasons go.
I tried, sweet. last lover. Then they turn back the covers and dance the redova till the light of the dawn.
WMFO
Bedford.
I gotta go right now. Someone is videotaping me in my spaceship.
On the top of patent leather shoes, I happened to catch her and said, maybe these ruby shoes are a little cumbersome for you. Maybe for you now. But not as shaky as I must have seen, talking junk through her giggle little teenage dream. And on the phone I could not compete, my dumb luck, fake confidence was getting weak. And for a sec I thought I sounded sweet, but sure enough in a gruff, faint voice I heard myself speak.
Share a kiss, but I feel like I can't go through with this, and I bet we could build.